here at one of the funner events we do at playing golf. I have Ed Reed with me, who is a huge Cane. He dressed in complete orange all day.
Almost Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. I was like, why the orange? He goes, Hurricane Art. You know that.
Well, you know we had Warwick Dunn with us.
So. That's right. So one of my heroes, of course, is from the 93 championship, Warwick Dunn. But right, I think you won a championship too, didn't you?
I did. But Warwick Dunn was somebody I looked up to, especially from being from Louisiana. You know, I followed his career when he was in high school, man, and even when he got to college, you know. So it was a pleasure and honor playing with him. Oh, I met him plenty of times and hung out with him, man. It's just always special, you know.
Yeah, and we're here for LT's charity event.
Yeah.
But you also do charity. Tell me a little bit about your charity.
Yeah, I mean, it's edreedfoundation.org. You know, people can go online and check it out. We work with kids in the inner city of Baltimore, New Orleans, Miami, really across the world. We've done so many donations, man, for so many different things, you know. So, you can check it out online, edreedfoundation.org. It's pretty easy, pretty simple to go through. You'll see all the things that we've done, teaming up with different companies, doing different things in Baltimore, so many other initiatives that we have. You know, we just built a park in my neighborhood in Louisiana, trying to build a kitchen in Baltimore near Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington's like one of the worst schools, man, you know, in the city, you know, and they need help, you know, so many things we're trying to do.
Nice. Yeah. So you played ball in college, and now we have the, you know, the whole thing where you can name it, image and likeness.
Yeah,
NIL. So, the NIL. Yeah. So what's your opinion on that? And if a kid is lucky enough to get $1 million when he's going to college, what would your advice be to them?
So tough, man, because it's, you know, it's new. But, you know, the biggest thing is financial literacy. You know, I would love to see the NCAA to make a father or mother decision, like a parenting decision for the kids, because they're kids.
Right.
I would have liked the NCAA to, if they'd have made a parenting decision before they just said NILs, you can get paid, whatever, you know, maybe put it in an account. You know, you have to have certain things. You have to have an account with it. You know, you have to set up a 401k, a life insurance, something like that. You know,
put some of the money aside or to work, not just blowing it.
A lot of those kids won't make it in the NFL.
Right.
You know, a lot of those kids won't play 5-10 years in the league. You know, and what are you going to fall back on? So my advice would be, you know, save your money, obviously. Learn about your finances, you know, and what it takes. You know, to live, you know, live truly when a pandemic hit or something hits, what are you going to do? What are you going to fall back on? You know, so.
Yeah, you were very fortunate. You played for 12 years in the NFL. Yeah. So you had a long career. Mm-hmm. Did the NFL have that kind of a financial awareness for you guys, or did you have to kind of figure it out on your own, and did you have somebody kind of mentor you?
You know, finances is like any other thing you learn in. Like, you gotta seek it out. You got to reach out. You got to listen to people. You know, that's got to be something you want to learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have people talking to you till they blow in the face.
Right.
So many people are giving you advice, you know. So you got to have the right people around you.
Kind of like Mark Owens today, all the advice he got on his golf swing.
Hey, you got to have somebody there that you're willing to listen to. You got to be a coachable.
Yes.
You got to be coachable. You got to be a student.
Am I coachable?
You know, very coachable.
Yes.
Very coachable. You know, and that's the key to success. You right. know, and he saw that as simple as listening to a couple pointers. He applied it, and it was working. You know, so.
And only put two in the woods as opposed to three.
You know, and that's what it takes for these young kids. You know, I had mentors. It wasn't just my parents. I had mentors, too. And I also had teammates who I kept around me, still around me. Reggie Wayne, Delvin Brown, Santana Moss. You know, these guys were sweet mates. You know, and you could look at the things that they're doing. They had success.
Right.
You know, so the old saying, and I always said to kids, man, like, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. You know, like truly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. You know, so.
Character.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's not a complicated thing. It's just, you know, kids tend to be hard-headed, especially when you put money in their pocket. You can't tell a grown man in the NFL nothing half the time because he got money. Like, you know, I know for a fact when I got to Miami, some people were just playing for the dollar. I didn't like them as teammates. You know, you just playing for the dollar. You're losing track of what it's about, the pureness. Don't lose that pureness of the sport. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, you're going to always have athletes making plays and doing their things, but that old greatness that you used to see, I just don't see it anymore. You see good players, you see great plays, but you don't see great, like great careers is what I'm talking about, consistently.
Well, I know there's one thing really different about you than me is the way you hit a ball off the tee. It's a great drive, and it's a little bit. I mean, my best drive of the day was about 265 on that 18th hole, and you were 50 yards, 60 yards, 70 yards past that. I was just like, geez.
I was hitting my 5-wood too, man.
Oh, nice. You play a good game.
Thank you, brother. Now it was a great time with you.
Ed, I appreciate you.
Right on.
Thank you.
Anytime.
I'll find out more about your foundation too, because I know Mike was helping, but I'd like to do something too.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.